Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Temperatures could soar to 24 degrees today, marking the hottest day of the week, and there are more sunny days ahead. Let's get more on this. Elizabeth Coleman is with me, Deputy Head of Forecasting with Met Éireann. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Claire.
Lovely news today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great sunshine that we're having today. And temperatures already actually up to 20 or 21 degrees in parts of the west, but we will see them reaching 23, maybe 24 degrees in western parts of the country through the day today and possibly tomorrow.
So it's the west then today getting the best of it, is it?
It is, yeah. And that's due to an easterly wind that we have basically keeping temperatures a little bit cooler in the eastern part of the country. And it'll continue that way really through the week. So lovely sunny weather across the country. Temperatures dropping slightly back to maybe late teens, early 20s as we go towards the end of the week and the weekend. But lots of sunshine for most people across the country. So get out there and enjoy it while you can.
Now, I made the mistake of leaving the washing on the line last night. Yeah. Not a good idea. I'm saturated this morning. There was pretty heavy rain in the east, was there, last night?
There was. It was actually an isolated thunderstorm that travelled across the Irish Sea yesterday and came on shore in Dublin. Now, luckily, all the thunder kind of went out of it before it came on shore. But that's that heavy shower that we had last night. There are going to be further showers, mainly in parts of the southern half of the country and towards the west through the day today and then through the day tomorrow as well. They'll be quite isolated, but they could be potentially heavy and thundery in some locations.
Okay, so we have to watch out for them. But the benefit on the other side is that we have this lovely, warm, sunny weather to look forward to.
We do, yeah, indeed. So high pressure really is the main influence of why we have this weather. So it's been established over us for the past week. It's going to continue, it looks, for the next week as well. We just have slight incursions of those low pressure systems that are bringing those showers up over the southern parts for the next few days. But it looks in the forecast out for the next 10 days that we will have sunny high pressure with those temperatures, late teens to early 20s.
Okay, and are these out of kilter, these temperatures, with what we normally expect at this time of the year?
I suppose it's above average for the beginning of May, but it depends on how you kind of actually look at the temperatures. We'll see them probably increasing towards, you know, the end of the month as well. And we'll be looking at to see if we're going to be breaking any records for May temperatures.
Now, there has been a fairly long spell, and bearing in mind what you've said about the showers there and the heavy ones we've had at times, but some parts of the country have had a long dry spell. So are you expecting impacts for farming when it comes to a lack of rain?
Well, definitely. I mean, soil moisture deficits are running very low at the moment and there isn't a lot of rain in the forecast. So there will be a lot of challenges from a, I suppose, watering perspective for the growers and also for gardeners as well. You know, I'd ask people, though, to be conserving their water to a degree because we aren't seeing much rain in the forecast.
OK, so in terms of the higher temperatures then, how long are they expected to last? Are we looking at a sustained period now in terms of what you can see?
Yeah, it looks like it's into next week. It'll be remaining settled with those high temperatures. Okay. So a good 7 to 10 days of it.
Right. Well, that's great news for those who can look forward to it. And for people who are relying on the water supply, we need to conserve and be careful with water use. And we're particularly mindful that farmers might love the good weather, but there's another side to it as well.
Indeed, absolutely. Yeah, we do have those deficits in the water amounts. But also I would say for people, you know, to enjoy the sunshine, I know that a lot of people will head towards coastal areas or along our waterways for the weekend. So we just ask people to think about safety on the water as well and think about safety in the sun. So sun smart and safety on the water are the two key points for people this weekend as they get out and enjoy the weather.
Yeah, really good advice and very important to be mindful of both of those things. Elizabeth, thank you so much. Elizabeth Coleman there, Deputy Head of Forecasting with Met Éireann.